Philip at Gorican on 13, 12, 16. You're a father to be.
Yeah, mate. First time.
Congrats, Phil. Good on you.
Nah, cheers.
How's this affecting you and your partner?
Oh, she's been good. She, because I do FIFA, and she books appointments around my roster. And going back to where you're saying about the scan, she booked in at Tugra, and I was in there for the whole scan. I wasn't meant to be, but that was unreal, eh? Like, it's the only connection fathers get with the baby, because, you know, the mothers get to feel the baby and you can feel him kick and whatnot, but it's the only really connection you get to make is seeing the scans and going to all the appointments. But, you know...
So they made an allowance for you, did they?
Yeah, well, at first they told her, oh, he can only be in there to start with, but I was there for the whole thing. I was just like, yeah, right.
So maybe Pete can go with you through to the appointment.
I've called twice.
Yeah, but if Pete just does that sad look on his face, they can't say no, can they?
Just say, like, he works away and...
got to be there.
Yeah, got to be there. Like, it's
a bit of a...
Can I say they won't even let me FaceTime in there?
What? Yeah, so strict.
I end up getting in trouble because I took photos and she's like, oh, you need to delete them. And so I deleted them, but I got an iPhone, so I just re-added them back after I walked out.
Where there's a will, there's a way with Phil. Way. He always finds a way. Thanks for calling us, man. We love that. Let's go to Katie at Canwall on 13, 12, 16. You're a professional in the field, Katie.
So I work for a radiology company.
Okay.
Oh.
What have you got on this for Pollard and other mothers?
When I rang, I said, are you in Melbourne or are you on the Central Coast? Because obviously on the Central Coast, there are a few radiology companies that are allowing the husbands or partners to come into the room with their pregnant loved ones, because it's such an important experience for everybody to go through.
Mm. Absolutely.
It's so important. And fortunately, I guess at the same time, I'm in Melbs. So, like, I guess it's different everywhere, but I did try and call around to see if other clinics were accepting fathers into the scans. But
so, Katie, you're saying if Pollard was on the coast, you reckon she might be able to do it? They're a bit stricter there in Victoria, by the sound of things.
Yeah, definitely. I'd definitely say that you'd be able to get Pete in with you on the Central Coast.
Yeah. That's how we roll here, man.
We're following all the screening processes, checking temperatures, asking all the questions. Have you been tested for COVID? Are you feeling unwell? All of that kind of thing first. So obviously it's on a case-by-case basis. But if you're ticking all the boxes, there should be no reason that Pete or anybody else's partners can't go in the room with you.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And the crazy thing is that I filled out a disclaimer saying already that I haven't had any of those symptoms, I'm fine, blah, 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 and I've sent it off. You got to pre-send it off before you scan. And, like, what's the difference between me and him coming in?
None. No? You're both isolating together anyway. I completely do not understand. I just don't get what they're doing there. Isn't it ironic you went back there to spend more time with Pete during the pregnancy and the lockdown, and you can't even do these appointments with Pete?
It's just, yeah.